Today we celebrate the Feast of the Martyrs of Gorinchem in Northern Netherlands, were put to death in a horrendous form of strangling, in a barn, hanging from the rooftops. That was because they would not deny the transubstantiation of bread and wine into the body and the blood of the Savior. And they refused to deny the Holy Father as the vicar of Jesus and the one who is entrusted with the administration of the Church. These things happened during the time of the Reformation in Northern Europe in the 1500s. And we can well meditate as were the instructions which our Lord gave to the apostles and his first disciples when he sent them on missionary journey, not to be afraid of those who opposed them, not to be afraid of those who could do harm to their body, especially when they were proclaiming him. The first reason is because you will be sharing, if that happens to you, you will be sharing exactly in what our Lord had to undergo for being so brash as to explain and then provide the means of salvation and everlasting happiness in heaven. Secondly, not to think that the Heavenly Father does not see what is going on. He sees each sparrow, each bird, each animal who dies, how much more those who are born of the human family. Therefore, as were, we should be always just afraid of him who can put body and soul into hell, but not to be concerned about those who can only harm the body. I will restore it. And the final point that our Lord makes is especially important because indeed affirming him or denying him is always closely related to his presence in the Blessed Sacrament, exactly what happened to the Franciscan guardian of Gorinchem and those of his followers, his confreres and other religious who were also taken by this band of insane, you know, of insane, in order to get them to deny the faith. If you affirm me before men, I will affirm you before the Heavenly Father. That's the final word. And if you deny me, I will deny you before him. Let us remember that always, dear brothers and sisters, so that we might always affirm Jesus, even at the risk of our life. And if we do this especially in connection with him, his presence with us here in the Blessed Sacrament, there would be a special reward for us in heaven. In the meantime, living this way as in the past, so too at the present time, despite all the hardships, many will come to find their Savior in Jesus and walk in his footsteps. Praise be Jesus and Mary.